Ever found yourself hiding under your desk at work, sobbing after a mistake? That's exactly where Kara Lowenthal found herself at 30, despite her Harvard education and successful career as a reproductive rights attorney. What broke her wasn't external failure, but an internal voice constantly berating her about her competence, body, relationships, and worth. This voice isn't random. It's the result of systematic patriarchal programming that teaches women their value depends on appearance, others' approval, and impossible standards. This programming creates what Lowenthal calls the brain gap, the disconnect between what women consciously believe, feminist principles, and what they unconsciously feel, deep insecurity. Your brain begins life like an empty page, absorbing information from everyone around you. While many learned thoughts help navigate life, we also absorb harmful societal biases without realizing it. The key insight? Your behavior isn't driven by rational decisions, but by emotions, which are created by your thoughts. Since most thinking happens unconsciously, societal messages about women's worth are secretly setting the GPS for your brain, directing you away from where you actually want to go. When we begin questioning these thoughts, our brains often resist through denial, anxiety, or anger, a moat surrounding a castle of gold that's uncomfortable to wade through but necessary to reach the treasure inside. We've been conditioned to escape emotions rather than explore them. Emotions aren't true or false, they're bodily sensations triggered by thoughts, acting like signals pointing to important information that require understanding to change. Patriarchal society creates a paradox. Women are labeled as naturally emotional while being told emotions hinder success. We're expected to appear stoic to be taken seriously, yet risk being called cold when we do. There are three responses to emotions: resist, react, or receive. Resistance triggers stress responses, creating cycles of perceived danger and amplified distress. Reacting, through controlling others, changing circumstances, or numbing with food, shopping, or social media, provides temporary relief but weakens emotional resilience. Receiving emotions means accepting their presence without fighting them. This approach allows emotions to pass naturally. Neuroscience shows an emotion's physical wave lasts under 90 seconds when not resisted. When overwhelmed, simple survival self-talk like "I'm safe" can help reassure your nervous system. I once let random thoughts and others' opinions control my self-worth. Learning to change thoughts to change feelings revealed life's hidden code. While society conditions women to prioritize others' views, you can control your thoughts and reactions. Our emotions stem from our thoughts, not external events, which explains why different people react differently to the same situations, like varied responses to infidelity. The thought ladder transforms negative thought patterns. Since eliminating unwanted thoughts isn't possible, build new neural pathways through practice. Write your current negative thought at the bottom, "I hate my thighs," and your goal thought at the top, "I love my thighs." Then create believable intermediate thoughts that feel incrementally better. Place reminders everywhere to practice your new thought. Like water carving the Grand Canyon, consistent practice gradually reshapes your mental landscape. On a cold Manhattan night, I stood naked before a mirror, awkwardly chanting, "I am a beautiful goddess." This scene reflects how women learn to hate their bodies. 80% of American girls diet by age 10, and half of girls ages 6 to 8 wish to be thinner. The beauty and diet industries create problems and sell solutions, blaming consumers when these fail. Research contradicts common beliefs. Fat tissue itself doesn't increase disease risk, while yo-yo dieting proves more harmful than being overweight. Beauty standards function as socioeconomic markers, deliberately set beyond reach. These ideals, rooted in white supremacy, trap women in a double bind. Neglecting appearance means letting yourself go, while caring about it makes you superficial. Body neutrality can be as valuable as body love. Whether acceptance leads to love or becomes the goal itself, it frees mental energy and allows living fully rather than waiting for a better body. Self-care flows naturally from acceptance. Just as we tenderly care for things we love, pets, plants, friends, accepting our bodies motivates better care than harsh judgment ever could. Before rewiring my brain, my self-esteem depended entirely on others' opinions. Like many women, I treated managing others' perceptions like a full-time job because we're socialized to believe our worth comes from external validation. Society teaches women that value derives from pleasing others through attractiveness, niceness, and helpfulness. Our emotional reactions to others' behavior often stem from what we think it says about us. External validation has three fundamental flaws. It's inefficient, rarely satisfying, and temporary, like a sugar rush that leaves you hungrier. Though women want better self-esteem, many resist it, defending negative self-views as realistic and fearing self-acceptance will breed narcissism. Actually, self-love reduces self-absorption, while self-hatred increases it. When you like yourself, you naturally focus outward. With practice, you'll redirect energy from managing others' opinions to building internal self-worth. Women often shoulder more responsibilities than men, even when they're primary earners. Working parents face impossible expectations to perform as if childless at work while parenting as if jobless at home. Capitalism has trained us to view ourselves primarily as workers, hence the guilt when resting. While everyone faces pressure to stay productive, women particularly struggle with others feeling entitled to their time. Time given from guilt or obligation detracts from what matters. Women often avoid downtime, fearing confrontation with buried emotions or uncertainty about leisure, a result of socialization that disconnected them from pursuing pleasure. To regain control, conduct a time audit by tracking a week's activities. Then evaluate what brings joy, what to eliminate, and what mental blocks prevent change. Women often view prioritizing mental health as selfish, but transforming your own life is powerful. Closing your personal brain gap is radical. It enables you to help future generations do the same. All solutions stem from our brains, and when the brain gap holds us back, we can't reach our full potential or generate vital ideas. As Angela Davis noted, we have to talk about liberating minds as well as liberating society. The Jewish concept of tikkun olam teaches that healing our broken world is a collective responsibility. Since our brains evolved for processing local community information, not constant global crises, focus on specific issues where you can make meaningful impact. The brain gap maintains gender inequalities by keeping women small. Your liberation and the world's progress depend on closing this gap and claiming your space. When you change your thoughts, you change reality, making it a revolutionary act.